Now we transition from unemployment to employment in new environments like co-working spaces, office spaces shared by people from different companies, even different fields. That is the focus of this month's edition of our business and entrepreneur segment, The Ground Floor, produced by Cynthia Scher. This month we meet Abigail Schilling, the founder of the Medford Co-Work Collective. Welcome, Abigail.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So give us the overall think for those of us who've been, you know, working in traditional offices our careers. What is a co-working space? How does it differ?
So it differs in several key ways, but it is still an office. It is still a workspace. But unlike a traditional office, there's no expectation that you be there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. In fact, we're mostly focused on flexibility and collaboration. So we're excited about bringing people in. The community is based on people coming from all different walks of life and different business ideas. So we've got remote workers, people who do have a quote 9 to 5 job with an employer that's elsewhere and they don't have an office to go to. We also have freelancers, gig workers, entrepreneurs, people doing small business startups. We even have creatives. So it's a whole mix in our community, and we're looking for that collaboration, that inspiration you get. And then our space is designed, again, to promote that work-life balance, especially now people know how working from home can be, it can be full of distractions, it can be isolating. There's a bunch of problems that come with that, and we try to respond to that by creating a space that inspires, as well as providing, you know, the coffee, the internet, we do your dishes for you, that kind of thing.
Wow. Okay. I was going to ask you what some of the perks were. I'll get there in a second. So coffee and dishes is one, that's for sure. But
yep.
But so it sounds like part of what you're looking for here then, Abigail, is something like cross-pollination where people, you know, some sort of creative energy comes out of people being in a workplace together, even if they don't necessarily work on the same things.
Exactly. There's that water cooler conversation that happens in any workplace across the world, as well as, you know, in coffee shops and restaurants. There's, you know, that's a big attraction of the bar scene, right? Just to talk to the person at the bar stool next to you, learn someone else's story. And it helps us reflect on our own lives with renewed awakeness, as well as it creates opportunities to help each other out. And, you know, the rising tide lifts all boats. That's what we live by.
So, all right, you mentioned coffee and do the dishes. What are the other things that are included in coming into the Medford Co-Work Collective?
So we have several different membership levels so that you can kind of choose the option that works for you. And those different levels give you different access to different parts of the building. All of our membership options, including drop-in, they come with access to our kitchens. We have appliances to heat and cool your food, store your lunch. And then we've got coffee and tea. We do locally roasted coffee where we take the coffee very seriously. So you're going to get something as good as you would pay $5 for down the street. And that's included in your membership. And then we have member events. So opportunities for networking as well as skills development. And then we have the workspaces throughout the building. In our Medford location, we do have 6,000 square feet of flexible workspace. So we have rooms that are quieter, rooms that are louder, rooms with different types of lighting, different types of chairs. And then we have conference rooms. And our conference rooms are all different sizes. So you can drop in and take a private Zoom call, or you can have a safe in-person meeting. And all of our memberships come with conference room credit hours every single month. And then, you know, we've got all the amenities you might expect at home. We do have couches and cozier areas. We do have showers. So we have people who they ride their bike to work. They use our indoor bike parking. They take a shower and they get to work. So it really is, we're here to meet every need you might have once you leave your home.
Now, what about infrastructure, Wi-Fi? Do you provide actual computers or just places to plug them in, that sort of thing?
Places to plug them in. That's a great question. The traditional office model focuses so much on archaic technology. And what we know now is that people have different ways of using technology, and there's so many different things. Some people just live by their tablet. Others have a 2-monitor setup with a super duper hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have outlets everywhere, and we have super fast internet with access points all throughout our building. We're in a historic building, so we made sure to double up on those access points so that you never drop a call. You can be on a Zoom call moving throughout our building, and it would never drop.
And which building is it? You're in the old Nui-Kai Fish space, is that right?
Yes, we are in downtown Medford on Main Street, just west of Central, in the old Nui-Kai Fish store, which was originally a bank. So we even have a working vault that we use as our small meeting room.
Is this the place with all the black discs on the front?
It is.
Yeah. It is. Okay. Yeah. I've mm-hmm. seen pictures of that when the original bank was there with all the marble features and stuff. And the remodeling was not kind at one point in its history.
There are definitely different architectural trends that have touched that building through the years. And we try to celebrate that. We have a aesthetic in there that celebrates the industrial roots of the Rogue Valley. And as well as our furniture is the mid-century modern that you see on the exterior of the building. So we've married those themes to create a beautiful and fun workspace.
Abigail Schilling is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange in this month's edition of The Ground Floor, our business and entrepreneur segment. She's the founder of the Medford Co-Work Collective, as you can hear in the old bank building, more recently occupied by Nui Kai Fish right there on the south side of Main Street in downtown Medford. You can join us on the Exchange, 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So if you're renting a space, and how is it, a monthly? Is it a quarterly?
It's monthly. Mm-hmm. So like I said, flexibility is the foundation of everything we do. And our main options, our most popular options are our monthly options. And we even have private offices that are in that monthly. We don't do lease. Those offices come furnished and you just give 30 days notice. So we have the monthly options, but we do have day pass options and we have traveler options because, as we all know, we have lots of people who come to the Rogue Valley to visit family or on vacation. And a lot of those people still want to be connected, or perhaps they don't have high speed internet where they're staying in some of our beautiful locations in the hillsides. So we have all options, but the longest term we've got is a month. Again, to encourage that flexibility, and businesses grow and they might outgrow their desk and move up to an office. They might outgrow the office and need a warehouse space. So we're here to incubate with maximum flexibility.
And how much can a person who's renting from you customize their desk, their space, whatever it is they're renting?
That's a great question. So it depends on what their space is. If they have one of our dedicated spaces, such as a dedicated desk or an office, in the offices, there's a lot of flexibility. We do have a security deposit, but beyond that, we encourage creativity. And we're excited to see how people use the spaces. With the dedicated desk, it does come with a desk and chair. But if you have a way you'd like to use that footprint a little differently, we work with you. We have people who bring in their own desks, their own chairs, and then we have people who really get very creative with special file cabinets and shelving. And so what's really fun about our rooms with the dedicated desks in them, which of course are distanced, is that when you're in that room, you even get inspired by other people's workstations.
You mentioned the desks are distance, which they still need to be at this point because of the pandemic. When did you open relative to the pandemic?
So we opened in January 2020.
Oh boy.
So when we opened, those desks were not distance. We were following an old model of community where we didn't really know exactly what risks we were all under, right, by being closer.
Right.
And so we did have to switch up the floor plan a bit. And make some business decisions related to that as well, which means the ping pong table went out so that we could spread the furniture out more for the workstations, which is, you know, a trade-off. But at that time, no one was playing ping pong anyway. But it certainly, you know, it certainly was nice that we had flexible furniture and that we had designed several of our spaces to, you know, we have a large room that currently is a workspace, but it was designed to also be an event room. So all the furniture in there was designed to easily move. Nothing was bolted down. And so that really served us well because it's definitely not an event facility currently. And we were able to, again, add more distance workstations.
All right. So I guess the most important question is, when the pandemic is over, will the ping pong table return?
The ping pong table will return. We're excited to, even the ping pong table folds up very easily, and it has its own. When we renovated the building, we have a special event closet that the ping pong table fits in, so it can pretty easily come back out. when it's safe to do so.
Abigail Schilling is the founder of the Medford Co-Work Collective and our guest in this month's edition of The Ground Floor, our segment on entrepreneurs and their businesses. You can join in 800-838-3760 with your questions and comments or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So, I mean, are you getting close to capacity? Is it still a bit of a building process here?
We are definitely, so what something that's interesting about flexible workspaces, it's really hard to define capacity.
Sure.
Which I'm sure is something that restaurants and coffee shops also have to navigate. You don't know exactly how long someone's going to stay. So a couple of our membership options, you don't have any dedicated space in the building. You have access to about 3,000 square feet of space where you just show up and choose your spot. And so those we could, you know, in some universe, maybe sell infinity memberships. So those are not sold out. And we have a $99 a month option, which is so affordable that a lot of people get that so that they can have a safe place to have an in-person meeting. Maybe they're commuting from Grants Pass to Ashland and they want to stop in one day a week to do some work. Those sorts of people we would love to have more of. Our dedicated desks are currently on a wait list. Usually our members, so you join at a different membership level, get on the wait list for a dedicated desk. And because of that flexibility, eventually there will be turnover. So currently our wait list for the desks is about 1 to 2 months. And then our offices, we only have 5 offices. They have never been not sold out for about a year. And we do have one that's opening up May 1st. We expect that to go fast, though.
Wow. Okay. So things are happening there. So you've described the physical situation pretty well. I'm wondering about the psychic space. You know, when you get people together in a workplace, they don't always behave themselves. And I just wonder if you provide any sort of HR capacity or something like that.
Yes, no one has ever asked me that before, but I have put a lot of thought into that. Right. When you're bringing people together and you're asking them to treat this as their, you know, as their third place, you also want to make sure they treat everyone else as their family. And so we do have a very, clear onboarding process. We also believe that how you present yourself in the world and what the marketing looks like will attract the people that are excited about that community. So we do have community standards that everyone agrees to, and we have them cleverly posted around the space. We have we do enforce, for example, our COVID health and safety guidelines. We strictly enforce those. So if someone has removed their mask at a time where they should be wearing a mask, we say, hey, can you put your mask on? And people immediately comply. So we have everyone's there and wants, especially during a pandemic, they want the small business to succeed. They don't want to lose their member benefits. So people are willing to follow those guidelines, and it's all about respect. So, I mean, I want to be having a business that attracts people that respect each other. And so that's what we do. Of course, if there is an issue, we have our staff of community managers that are designed to help navigate that. And so far we've been able to, you know, retain all the members while working out any little conflicts, I guess you could say.
Well, Abigail, it sounds like things are going well. I have to ask, though, about the influence of WeWork, which a big company expanded quickly and aggressively, and in part by undercutting the rents of other co-working spaces and providers. Was that not an issue for you as you started up?
So WeWork is certainly quite the media darling or
villain in some cases.
Right. And I definitely get asked a lot about WeWork, especially in the Rogue Valley where there really hasn't been co-working before. People are familiar with WeWork, but they're not familiar with all of the other co-working spaces that are, you know, thriving and serving communities rather than the bottom line of investors. And I think that's really key. I think it's important to stay values based. And while we are a for-profit company, we're here to, you know, incubate the Rogue Valley's entrepreneurs and promote work-life balance. And so we're not sitting here trying to figure out how to snap up all the real estate in the globe. We're looking at how we can create workspaces that everyone can afford. And you do that by sharing the space and sharing the amenities.
So there's nobody else on the scene trying to undercut you at this point?
Not currently.
Okay. Not currently.
I'm sure I'm sure it's possible that someone's plotting something. But even when I considered starting this space, I did my homework and I talked to some other people that were thinking about doing it. And everyone was so respectful. There was one person I had a conversation with, and I said, you were thinking about doing this first. Everyone's dropped your name. I will not do this if you're going to do it. I don't think Medford can do two spaces in 2019. let's let one space thrive. Let's let a community happen. And we had a conversation. And in the end, we both decided that I would move forward with it instead. And so like that, and that is, the small town, promise, beauty that I've found since I've lived here is there really is that that respect and that belief in, again, the rising tide will lift all boats.
And how long have you lived here?
I've lived here about 3 years.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the future of downtown Medford in the minute we have left, because, the fish store moved out. I mean, so, a lot of retail not in downtown anymore. What other kinds of things do you want to see to make downtown really be a vibrant hub to help not just your company, but others around?
Absolutely. Yes. I would love to see more retail downtown. Very excited. We just had a new shop open up, the Retro Wormhole, right around the corner from us. A new coffee shop just opened. And there's a few amazing retail stores. I would love to see more just to keep that downtown vibrancy up. Right now, we have lots of great food destinations and lots of people working downtown during the day. And so to carry that through to the nightlife and through shopping would be amazing, just to kind of hit all those points.
Wow.
I would love to see, a food hall of some sort of indoor growers market, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, people with visions for downtown Medford, it's fun to see. And the Medford Co-Work Collective, part of that, and the old Nui Kai Fish Space, the Black Disc building for people who know downtown Medford well. Abigail Schilling is the founder of the Medford Co-Work Collective. Thanks so much for joining us today on the ground floor on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Good to have you. Talk to you down the road.